Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to the Beamer Distributors Blog Talk Show. This is your show. It's designed for all Beamer distributors across the country to provide you with the latest information, training, and current events. It's a live, interactive show where we value your participation. Just hit one on your phone and we'll open your line so you can ask questions and share information and testimonials. You'll hear from individuals who are experiencing amazing results in their business and with the use of their Beamer. But remember, this information of Beamer technology is not designed to diagnose, treat, or cure any disease or ailment. These testimonials have not been evaluated or reviewed by the FDA. This call is for education only, and no medical or income claims are intended. This call is not put on by Beamer USA. It's just us, a group of independent Beamer distributors all helping one another. So grab a pen and paper, listen carefully, and get ready to learn and share. Stay tuned. The show is about to begin.
Well, hello, y'all, and happy Monday. Welcome to Blog Talk Radio Motivational Monday. This is Amanda Davis calling in from Southern California. We've got some blue skies and some blue ocean out there this morning, and I cannot believe that we are on December 21st. December 21st is the winter solstice. That is the longest day of the year. And then we also have something really cool happening. What?
Shortest amount of daylight.
I did it the wrong way. In the summer, it's the longest. That's right. It's the longest darkness. Oh, thank you for that, Casey. So that's pretty cool today. And then on top of that, we also have what's called the Christmas star. And the last time that it was actually visible to the majority of Earth was in the year 1226. And this is when the planets of Jupiter and Saturn are going to look like they're in the same spot in the sky, making a very, very, very bright star. So take a look at that wherever you are and see that. So that's just a little fun fact for today. And then I'm going to kind of review some of the announcements that we have remaining for the rest of this calendar year. So first and foremost, the 144 to become a distributor will end at the end of December, and then the price goes up in January to 199. So remember, if anybody is looking to become a distributor, this is the last opportunity to take advantage of that, in addition to our special pricing of $39.90 here in the U.S., and it's a little higher in Canadian dollars, and I'm sorry, I don't have that off the top of my head. And so that special pricing will end this calendar year. And then the other thing that I want to say is there is special holiday cash that you can earn for selling multiple Beamers. So if you sell 4 Beamers from September through the end of the year, you get an extra $600 U.S., $800 Canadian. 6 Beamers, you get $1,500 U.S., 2020 Canadian, and 8 Beamers, you are like on fire, then you'll get an extra $2,500 U.S. and $3,350 Canadian. So one of the things that I want to, for those of you that have teams, you know, reach out to your team and find out how many Beamers that they have sold, you know, from September to currently. You can check that in your back office by looking at your, you know, commission statements or look at their points, you know, when you look at them individually. But if you've got somebody in there that has sold 3 Beamers and they're just 1 Beamer away, reach out to them and see where they are and how you might help them get that 4th Beamer before the end of the year. So the other thing that I want to let everybody know up front is this is our last Blog Talk Radio of the calendar year. Wishing everybody, you know, Merry Christmas, Happy Hanukkah, and Happy New Year, because we will be back on January the 4th for our next Motivational Monday. And also take a look. We had an incredible Beamer Saturday this past Saturday. You know, they just keep getting better and better. The testimonials were fantastic. The presenters were amazing. We had our very own Casey Conrad and Belinda Casper were presenters on this past Beamer Saturday. So check your email for emails from George and Chris Veronis on National Directors for the replay of that Beamer Saturday. And then also, too, mark your calendars. January 9th is our kickoff for 2021. I love saying that, 2021. You know, I think everybody is ready for 2020 to be over and done. So anyway, keep it, you know, mark your calendar for that. And then what we're going to talk about today is, you know, many of you are, you know, working on moving people through the process of making a decision to buy a Beamer for themselves and for their health and for their family's health and possibly as a business for their finances. And so you get to a certain point where it's very important that they hear from somebody else besides you. And so there's two different things that we're going to look at today, and Casey's going to talk about it as well as Belinda and Nancy. There's a three-way call, and there's third-party validation. Three-way call is where you're getting somebody else on the line. Third-party validation are the additional tools that we have, and Casey will go into that a little bit more. But what I want to talk about is why you want to do that. You know, so often, you know, our friends and family can sometimes be those toughest people to move through the process. And part of that reason is they don't view us as medical professionals, unless that is your background. But for those of us that are not formally, you know, any type of a medical professional, that can be challenging. And so that's one primary reason why you want, you know, to do a three-way call or utilize third-party validation. And then on the bigger, you know, grander scheme of things, a lot of people just want to hear from somebody else besides you. Irregardless of the information that you might be sharing with them, you might know the facts of every, you know, technical thing about our Beamer technology. You might be able to talk ad nauseum about the waveform, you know, our Beamer signal. But a lot of times people don't care about all of that level of detail. They really just want to hear it from someone else. It's a there's a psychology around it. So I just kind of ask you to trust me on that. But it is vitally important, you know, to do three-way calls and third-party validation to move things through the process. And those people that are doing that, they are much more successful by and large in moving people through the process, Beamers in every home and horse units in every barn. So I just want you to kind of think about that. It really, I know that it can be challenging, and we're going to kind of transition into how to do that. But it really, really is important that you not skip that step in the process, you know, for, you know, the people that you're sharing our Beamer technology with. So with that, I'm going to toss it over to Casey to give us a little bit of the psychology and how we do it. Casey, over to you.
Well, thank you very much, Amanda. And, just kudos to everybody on Saturday. I think you're absolutely right. I think we're dialing it in. We're getting it tighter. We're getting it, you know, really up to a level that is making it so much easier to reutilize these tools. So as many of you know, we use the 283 in the process of sharing Beamer. Send them a two-minute audio or give them a two-minute teaser introduction. Followed by the 8-minute story, followed by a 3-way call. And I personally think that 3-way calls, in many instances, should come before other third-party validation that is outside of the 8-minute story. Because remember, the 8-minute story is a level of third-party validation because of the various testimonials that are woven within. You've got layperson, you've got athlete, you've got, you know, celebrity. So they try to cover all the base in that 8-minute story. So the 3-way call is designed to do exactly what Amanda said. You've got to sometimes, especially with people that you know well, you know, they see me as the sales trainer. They see Amanda as the medical, maybe a pharmaceutical sales rep, or, you know, they see, you know, Joe as the plumber and, you know, whatever the case may be. So it's I find it harder to sell to people I know well than I do to complete and total strangers that I meet on the plane, because they don't have any preconceived notions of who I am. When I say I represent a medical device that enhances the body's circulation and is something that can help you with health and well-being, blah, 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 blah. And, oh, really? Wow. How long have you been doing that? Well, 5 years, you know. So I think that's easier. Now, I digress. Squirrel. Let's get back over to the three-way call. So now, what is the process for the three-way call? In an ideal world, the three-way call is coming after you've set up an appointment to give your quote-unquote presentation that follows the 8-minute story. Therefore, let's say that Belinda is someone that I'm working with, and we are mutually supporting one another as distributors, even though we're not in each other's line, right? That can happen. And I have called her ahead of time and said, hey, Belinda, I have got a follow-up presentation that I need to do a three-way call with this Tuesday. I'm meeting her. I'm Zooming with her at 2 o'clock. Would you be accessible around 2:15, between 2 and 2:15, if I need that? And she says, yes. So now I'm on the phone with Amanda, on the Zoom call with Amanda. Hey, Amanda, what did you like most about that 8-minute story? And she responds, blah, 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 blah. And I ask her a few questions. And, you know, I think, well, you know, if there's one question that, you know, you really had about the technology or about the Beamer, what would it be? And she'd say, is it going to, you know, help my back, right? Let's say I knew that she had a back problem. And, you know, that's a great question. You know my story, but you know what? Let me see. You know, I've got a good friend, Belinda, who has an amazing story about how it's helped her back. Let me just text her. Hold on 1 second. Boom. Yeah, okay, she can join us. Hold on. And she comes into the Zoom, and I introduce the two of them, and I say, Amanda, this is Belinda. Belinda is just someone I met through a Beamer training that we went to, an academy. And she's got an amazing story. Belinda, this is Amanda, and, you know, she's watched the 8-minute story and blah, 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 blah. And then I step back and I let the two of them interact. Now, Belinda tells Amanda her story, and Belinda actually goes a little deeper and says, do you mind my asking? You know, how did you come about, you know, the Beamer with Casey? Did you guys know each other? Right. So she kind of gets into this conversation and, you know, well, how much have you looked at? And even though she knows all that information, you know, she's getting her engaged. And now Amanda does not have her guard up because she doesn't see Belinda as the salesperson, okay? And I just remain kind of quiet in the background until, you know, Belinda says to Amanda, well, is there anything else that I could possibly, you know, explain or tell you about my Beamer experience? She says, no. And I think, well, okay, well, hey, Belinda, thanks for joining us. I'll talk to you later. And then I continue on with my conversation with Amanda. And this is true even if you are on the phone and we go back. When we go back to traditional demos, I'll do it during a demo. And the key is this, folks. You don't say, Amanda, would you like me to call my friend Belinda? No. You say, you know, that's a great question. Let's not take my word for it. Let me see if Belinda is available. She's a friend of mine and da-da-da-da-da, right? So you match that, and it doesn't matter. It might not even have anything to do with her usage. It might have to do with the signal. It might have to do with the business. You know, it doesn't really matter what the question is. You never ask the person, oh, and you never say, hey, you know what, I think we should schedule a three-way call. Ah, that'll kill it. But no, because then they think, oh, 2 against 1, okay? So I think that's enough. I've rambled on for I don't know how many minutes. I'll pass it over to Belinda.
You did great, Casey.
It's always good advice. And, you know, I also tell all of my new team members, too, to use me, to not wait until you know everything, to have that discussion with people because they're afraid to make a mistake, to just go ahead and let people know that they have the Beamer, that they're enjoying it, that they love it, and that they could pull me into the conversation or any of their mentors or leaders to have a conversation to explain what the Beamer is. And, you know, one of the things that we constantly are saying to people is we don't sell Beamers. We're not high pressure. We educate people and we give them the information that are needed. So it's always best for people to maintain that enthusiasm when they get their Beamer after they attend an academy, but not have that fear factor because there's so much support that's available to do those three-way calls. So I encourage everyone to take advantage of that opportunity to be able to get somebody else on the phone. And Casey and Amanda are 100% correct. It is always, always, always harder to have these conversations with those individuals that have known you for a long time. I, too, have great success with perfect strangers, and more so than I do with those people who have known me for a long time. But I'm going to take a little bit of a different turn in other types of third-party validation, because we talked about three-way call. That's one third-party validation. Another third-party validation is to actually get referrals. And so people who have a Beamer, they may not want to be distributors. They are loving their Beamer, but they're just saying, I love it, but I don't know enough about it. Here, let's talk, let's pull this person in or direct them to you. I have found that those referral partners are fabulous partners, and that validation that they said, I absolutely love my Beamer, but I don't know enough about it. Let's pull in the person that engaged me. I certainly welcome that and support that, and certainly send my thank you gifts afterwards as well. But think about those people that you have worked with in the past that have, they may not even be a distributor, but they had phenomenal experience that may be tied to what you know this person is, and they're willing to have that conversation. Most people who have had a phenomenal Beamer experience are absolutely happy to share it, and they want others to have that same experience. So tap into people who are also just had great experience that are willing to make that phone call. So I encourage people to look at their list, identify people that may be willing to provide referrals or to provide validation just to talk about their Beamer experience. So it doesn't always have to be a mentor. It doesn't always have to be somebody in your upline. It could literally just be another individual that has a similar experience. I found that to be tremendously successful. Amanda, do you have anything more to add to the conversation?
Yes, I want to add on to what you just said, because I think we haven't been able to do this this year, obviously, because of the challenges around, you know, getting together with our academies. But what I found, it was very, very important when attending a Beamer Academy to network with people, you know, throughout the 2 days and ask them to share their story with you and get their contact info. It's always wonderful to build rapport and build relationship, you know, across the entire company. And one of the reasons I do that, first of all, I love meeting people, you know, and I enjoy it tremendously. And I never get tired of hearing people's testimonials. But the other thing is you want to match the personality with the person that you're talking with, right? You know, so I might have somebody that is very introverted and very quiet, right? I'm not going to do a three-way call with somebody that's just going to be, you know, that's a massive extrovert that's going to overpower them and potentially turn them off, right? And so you want to match that, you know, that tone. So I'm going to, you know, think about, you know, my network of friends in our Beamer family and say, who would be somebody that would be absolutely incredible to talk to Casey to kind of match her energy when we're having this conversation? So when you're lining up that person in advance, think about the personality matching that you want to do. And then in addition to what Belinda said, you know, somebody who's had a similar experience, a similar challenge, or if it's a business, you know, where somebody might have been in a similar situation and then now they're having success with Beamer, right? And so you want to think, you know, put some thought into who that person is that you're going to use for your three-way so that you're matching the energy level and the experience, you know, of the person that, you know, that you're working with. Anything you want to add to that, Casey? I think Casey might be muted. So anyway.
Yeah, that was my
Casey?
Fault. Sorry. I was talking to myself. Yeah, you know, that is one of the really important things to do when even though we're not live, you know, when you're on a Zoom call, you can absolutely still network with people. You know, a lot of times you'll see when people are coming onto a call and say, oh, hello from, you know, Wisconsin or whatever, you know, if you click on that person's name and send them a message, you know, I agree. You got to have people all over the country that are willing to work with you or you hear their story on Blog Talk and things like that, and you try to track them down and have that little cachet of people that are accessible to you to be able to have these third-party validations. They really, really are an integral part. And, you know, I know I won't mention any names, but I can tell you personally that there are some people right now that are on the top leaderboard for Holiday Cash that a year ago were not making three-way calls and not using the third-party validation. And when they started doing it, their sales started to skyrocket. Back
yes,
over to you.
Ma'am.
I
agree.
I was one of those people that had trouble with the three-way call to begin with, and it is a game changer. So I agree 100% with that.
And you're up on that leaderboard too, Belinda. I saw you on Rick Roundtree's you know, little email that he sends out.
Yes.
Hey,
very fortunate.
So with that, you know, let's open up the lines for questions. If anybody has, you know, some things that they're struggling with, you know, with three-way calls or questions about third-party validation, press 1 on your keypad, and you'll come up in the top portion of the queue, and I'll open your line. So
have another suggestion to provide for third-party validation for people is to take advantage of our Blog Talks. They're all recorded, and you have the opportunity to forward that recording to people. So let's say you hear a great story that you think aligns with somebody. That's another opportunity for you to be able to take advantage of these Blog Talks calls and share that. And I usually tell a person this was a great call, but listen at 12.2 or whatever that minutes into the call, and that has a story that I know is going to be very impactful to you. So that's another way to have a third-party validation you can use easily.
That's a great idea. That's a fantastic idea, Belinda. So I'm not seeing any callers. Are y'all being shy today? Come on, happy Monday. Any questions out there?
We have almost 50 people on the call. I'm sure somebody has a question or a comment to share with us.
There we go. Let's see who this is. Area code 208, you are live on Blog Talk. Good morning or good afternoon.
This is David Olson in Idaho.
Hello,
Happy
David
Monday.
Olson. Happy Monday.
Great training topic today on the three-way call and the idea of using Blog Talk Radio as a, you know, another third-party testimonial. It's something I've been doing, and I'm definitely going to be sending this training out to everybody on my team, getting them to go to the recording and listening to how Casey talks about how you do the three-way call. And the last thing you want to say to somebody is like, let's do a three-way call. And because people are like, oh no, I don't want to get on the phone with any kind of salesperson. So, you know, Casey's strategy is right on. And we just appreciate what you guys do. And Merry Christmas. And thanks for everything, ladies.
All righty. Thank you, David. All right. We've got another caller. Area code 509.
Area code 509. You're live on Blog Talk. Who do we have?
Hi, this is Sue Barrington, and
hey,
I wasn't
Sue.
Going to tell anybody, but hi, because I'm driving, but I just want to quickly say, I saw a lot of
things. Uh-oh, we're losing you, Sue. Great job on Saturday.
Oh, thank you. I don't do them as much myself, but I have done a lot of them for other people, and I was going through in my head, like, how many were resulted in sales? Well, I think there are probably 90 to 95% of those, and I probably have done 15 maybe calls for other people that did result in sales, and I do know. I mean, I send a lot of third-party validation, you know, testimonies from Blog Talk and a bunch of that stuff, but I mean, I need to build the confidence on it and get my team doing it more because it will simplify my job greatly, and I know that already, and so I'm just really pushing it that, you know, everyone on my team does it, and I highly suggest everyone does it.
Fantastic. Thanks for chiming in on that one, and looks like we've got another caller. Drive safely, Sue. Okay, we have area code 703. Area code 703,
hi,
you are live on Blog Talk.
Hi, this is Jeanette Kohlhoff. I
hello,
wanted to
Jeanette.
Say that another thing that happened, another thing that's great about the three-way calls is that it never fails that when you get the prospect on the phone with somebody, they seem to ask a lot more questions to that person than they have to me. And so it's like, wow, well, why didn't you ask me that? So they tend to open up more and ask more questions. And then when I have my mentor answering the three-way call, I learn a lot. So you learn a lot on how the other person answers the question. So it's a great training tool. Plus, you're helping yourself get another distributor or customer, possibly.
That is great feedback, Jeanette. I think that goes along the lines with what Belinda was talking about earlier is, you know, not having people, you know, wait until they know everything they think they need to know. It's like, just utilize us, right? We've been here for a while.
Right.
We're happy to help and whatnot. So I think that's a great great feedback. Thank you for chiming in. So let's see. Other callers was asking any questions. So maybe we'll, you know, kind of go around and start to wrap up. I just want to say, you know, in my closing remarks, congratulations to everybody, you know, this entire year of 2020. You know, we kicked it off with a bang, you know, with our kickoff meeting, and things were going into high gear with growth. And then, you know, then we transitioned, you know, with the FDA from class one to class two. And so we had a pause, you know, in being able to sell during that time frame. Congratulations to our national directors and regional directors for coming up with this go set and the pricing that they had and everything that allowed us to, you know, get out of the gate so quickly in the June-July timeframe. But most of all, I want to congratulate everybody out there who persevered, you know, who stuck it out, who continued to share, you know, the wonderful benefits of our technology. You are the heart of this company. You care about people and you care about making a difference, and I appreciate you so much, and I applaud you, you know, with everything that you've done. So I'm going to give you applause. And, you know, go out there with confidence, you know, closing out, you know, this year of 2020 and hit those bonuses, make some people happy. And, you know, just again, thank you and congratulations. And I'm going to toss it over to Belinda for her closing remarks, and then we'll have Casey take us home. Over to you, Belinda.
Okay, terrific. Thanks so much. You know, I realized that I mentioned that you can go to the Blog Talk recordings, but I didn't give the direction as to how to do that. So let me do so. If you go to www.blogtalkradio.com/BEMER IBDS, you will be able to see the recordings, and they're usually posted within 24 hours of the actual blog talk. So that's www.blogtalkradio.com/BEMER-IBDF. So I agree with Amanda. What a year we have had. The world has had an amazing, incredible, transformative, interesting year. But us in the Beamer world have absolutely had the same. And, you know, when we were in that challenging period of the FDA hold, we all kept saying the best is yet to come. And if you know, we've been on the calls recently. We know there's some new exciting things that we're all excited and anxious to hear about that are coming our way next year. You definitely want to be ready to be on the kickoff call on January 9th. That is from 12 to 3 Eastern time. So plan to do that. If you're able to be with other people, I think it's even more fun to be able to do that. And also take this quiet time that you may have in the holiday to start preparing your goals. If you write them down and you are able to view them every day in the coming year, I guarantee you, you will have the success and reach the goals that you have. So start thinking about what they can be and should be, and recognize that they will become your reality. And so I'll leave with this quote: is success isn't just about what you accomplish in your life, it's about what you inspire others to do. So I'm going to pass it over to Casey. I hope everybody has a wonderful holiday, and I look forward to talking to you on the 4th of January.
Absolutely. I always say success is not a destination, but a continuous journey. And that is for both you and all of the people. Who was it? I can't remember whether it was Dennis Waitley or Jim Rohn that said success, being at the top isn't lonely if you take your friends with you. My belief is everything happens for a reason and it serves us. And if you live life with that filter, instead of looking at the chaos and wondering, why did this happen? Oh my goodness, what did I do wrong? Why is life so hard? If instead you change the filter and ask yourself, how has this served me? How has this made me a better person? How has this made me a better company, a better distributor, you know, a better mother, father, sister, brother, aunt, uncle, whatever it is, you will find it. And I can unequivocally tell you that 2021, the best is yet to come. And you have now in front of you all of the tools, all of the support, and all you need to do is take the reins and put those tools into action. So together, let's move forward into 2021 and continue to make the world a brighter place by sharing one beamer at a time. Happy holidays, everybody. Happy New Year, and we'll see you on the 4th.
Today's show was brought to you by an independent group of Beamer distributors who are committed to helping you find success in your business. We're all part of a bigger mission to bring this amazing technology to a market that so desperately needs it. We'll be back again really soon. Until then, here's to your health.